The Tea and Sanctuary Advent Calendar 2023 with Emma Newman. Day 11. The sensation that I'd like to bring to your mind today is that of sinking into a hot bath and knowing that you don't have to go anywhere, that you can stay there as long as you like. If you're not a fan of baths, then the experience of having the perfect temperature shower and nothing changes that temperature for the entire duration of that shower. I live in a house with low pressure, so if anyone else does anything in the house, suddenly the temperature can fluctuate wildly. How many of us have been in places where that's the case? So yes, the thing that I would like you to think about and go, that would be lovely, is sinking into a hot bath or having the perfect temperature, probably slightly hot shower. Today's episode that I want to talk about from Next Gen is Hollow Pursuits. I love this episode so much. It's episode 21 in season 3. And in this episode, we meet Lieutenant Barclay. Hollow Pursuits is one of those episodes that makes me really, really love this show. It's because Lieutenant Barclay is incredibly, painfully shy. He really is so socially awkward, and I relate. He is so socially anxious, and it's so nice having a character in Next Gen where you have a bridge crew full of highly able, incredibly confident people suddenly having to deal with somebody who is not like them. And what I really like is that he just keeps screwing up because we discover he's addicted to the holodeck. And so he's late for his shifts all the time and he's not really present because he's, you know, thinking of his own fantasy world, whatever. And Picard is like, I'm not used to there not being somebody who's the absolute best on my ship. We need to help this guy. I love that. It's not like he goes, well, this isn't good enough. This isn't the quality I expect from my crew. Get rid of him. He tasks Geordi with helping him and tells him to become his best friend, which Geordi is not very happy about at all. But it makes Geordi try to get to know him. And there's a lovely scene with Guinan who helps him. But then they uncover what the actual core problem is. And it's that he is addicted to the holodeck. And we see some of the holodeck fantasies that he plays out. And they're excruciatingly awful for the people who were there. They're very funny for us. But I love how when his terrible secret is revealed, yes, the people who are in that fantasy are, and see it up close, are understandably not happy, but they don't punish him. They don't shout at him. They make it clear that he's crossed a line, that it's not okay, but they continue to help him. There is an underlying compassion in this show, which means a huge amount to me. And they don't give up on him. It's not easy helping this guy. There is something so heartbreaking about this character. There's a bit where he's talking to Troy. No, it's Geordi, sorry. He's talking to Geordi in 10 Forward. After Geordi has seen his holodeck fantasies that he's playing out. And he says to Barclay, oh, you're just shy. And Barclay tries to make him understand what that actually means. And he's like, you know, I'm the guy who ends up in the corner at the party trying to look interested in a potted plant. What else does he say? Oh, just shy. It sounds like nothing serious, doesn't it? I love that so much. I am so shy. I find it incredibly hard in my professional life and in my LARP life to deal with that. It's really, really difficult. It's really, really challenging. And I love that they give center stage to somebody who struggles with that in a show filled with super confident people. I think also the other thing I really like about it is that the mystery that runs alongside it is really satisfying. It's cute. It's simple. It's nice to see Barclay solve it. I think, though, the thing that I like the most is that they acknowledge that people have access to the holodeck and they do get addicted, because I know I would. I'm a LARPer. I know that I would find it so hard not to get super addicted to the holodeck, because I would just want to go and effectively full immersion roleplay all the time. Yeah, it's cute. It's a cute episode. It's funny. It's lovely. I really like it. Barclay is great. And I love the fact that he returns in later episodes. I think one of those I'm going to talk about very soon. That's it for today. I hope you're well. I'll speak to you tomorrow.